Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Luminator damage.
It's the Lugauer on the fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Knicks in six. 877-337-6666. That's right. The Knicks will win this series in six games. And no, it's not because I'm going down to Philly for game six. It's just my prediction. It's what I think. And the main reason is because, well, number one, the Knicks have dudes. They have dogs. They're going to do damage. And the other big reason is Joel Embiid is not right. Actually, I've been working on my impression of Joel Embiid over the last 24 hours. And here it is. Dude was huffing and puffing last night, and the Knicks have dogs that are going to grind him into the ground. This guy is not right. He is not healthy. He is not in game shape. He is going to be limping. He's going to be huffing and puffing. Look, I'm not taking anything away from him. He's a great player, reigning MVP, all that. But he is not at peak position, and the Knicks are peaking right at the exact time. They went into this playoff playing their best basketball. They smoked the Celtics. I don't want to hear about the Celtics. Celtics didn't care in that game. They did. They tried. They were playing to win that game. They had their starters out there, and the Knicks took it to them. The Knicks are a better team than the Sixers. They have better depth. They have, right now, the better superstar player, Jalen Brunson, fully healthy, ready to go. The Knicks have the home court. They have, in my opinion, the better head coach as well, and that's not no disrespect to Nick Nurse, who's won a title. I'm not saying that. I still give Tibbs the nod in that spot. And I think the Knicks are ready and primed here. And they are getting disrespected across the board. Nationally, we know that by people that are lazy, that don't watch LOL Knicks, that don't really have a real good opinion on the team because they don't watch them. And they go with the lazy narrative that they've been using over the last 10 years. And of course, in their mind, the Sixers, they have the star player, Joel Embiid. They should be the two seed if he was healthy. Hold on a second. This Knicks team, when Joel Embiid was healthy, they went down to Philadelphia and absolutely annihilated the Sixers. They beat them into submission. Wasn't even close. Went to their building. That's the team that should be, oh, what, favored now? The Sixers, oh, yeah. I'm going to run and hide. I'm gonna quiver. Oh, my God, we got to, oh, it's a bad draw. No. The Knicks, and this is what we love about them, this is why they embody New York City, they play whoever's in front of them, and they take care of business. And the new-look Knicks, post-OG Anunoby trade, have smashed all the big teams in this league. The Nuggets, the Celtics, the Sixers, the T-Wolves, you name it. when Anunoby is on the court, the Knicks are as good as any team in the NBA. Look it up. He is the game changer. Now, they're going to miss a lot of things from Julius Randle, including his scoring. Look, top 20 player in the league, all-star, we know that. But Anunoby was the more important player to get back from a health perspective. Number one, because when he's out there, they throw up dubs, and his ability on the defensive side of the ball. You could throw Anunoby at Embiid. You certainly could throw Anunoby at Tyrese Maxey. That is the importance that OG Anunoby brings to the court. His ability to lock up the other team's best player and his ability to knock down the corner three. Anunoby, his continuity, his chemistry with the Knicks starters, with the starting rotation, to me, why when that trade went down was so important and why I thought it was a great trade. And we saw where the Knicks took off, and we see what the Knicks are when he's on the floor. He just has better chemistry. His game just fits better with Jalen Brunson. And, of course, when Julius is healthy on the floor. Now, you got Mitchell Robinson back. You got Ihart back. You have two top defenders in your front court that you could throw at Embiid. You have Precious. You have OG Anunoby. You have dogs. You have depth that you could throw at Embiid. That's what you have. That's what Miami didn't have last night, especially when Jimmy got hurt down the stretch. Of course, Adebayo you had, but you didn't have the depth. Miami didn't have the depth that the Knicks have. The Knicks, and it's going to be a grind. It's going to be a war. But the Knicks, in my opinion, have the edge in this series. And they're going to get disrespected. And we already saw Paul Reed. I know what you're thinking. Who? Paul Reed of the Sixers, some backup, you know, dopey center, basically got asked a question about, oh, would you have rather played the Celtics and would you rather play the Knicks? And this, you know, basically said, guy said, hey, yeah, we'd rather play the Knicks because it's the easier matchup. Oh, really? Got news for you. Number one, the Knicks are better than you. That's number one. Number two, this Knicks team, the kind of grinders they have, you give them that kind of motivation, that kind of bulletin board material. Oh, baby, I was licking my chops when I saw that quote. Because when you have a room full of guys like that, that are constantly disrespected, that are fueled, that are motivated by that type of disrespect, and you add that bulletin board material, especially some backup guy, that is all you need to hear. I'm telling you right now, you are going to see this Knicks team come flying out of the gates. They are on a mission. They are a team on a mission all year long. They could have packed this in a while ago. Everybody was ready to write them off. Everybody was ready to say they were going to be in the play-in tournament. Everybody said the wheels had fallen off. All the coalition of Knicks haters, of course, led by Evan Roberts, said that the season, yeah, you had a good little run there. You had a nice little month when you got Anunoby, but we know Julius is hurt. We don't know if he's coming back. The injuries are piling up. The coach has ran everybody into the ground. The season is, you know, it was nice there. You won a championship in January and February, but now you're done. You look up, 50 wins, 2 seed, and nobody wants to play the Knicks. Oh, yeah, no. Nobody right now wants to see this Knicks team because they will fight. They will give every ounce of fiber in their body. That's right, dogs. They will give every ounce of fiber in their body, and they will leave it all on the court in this series, and that's why they are going to win in 6. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Oh, man, I love what you just said. I love what you just said.
Thank you.
You hit it right on the... Because I was listening to Evan, and he was making me crazy.
Well, he has an effect.
He's making me crazy, and he cuts me off right away. Doesn't even let me finish when I want to say something. And another thing is, you know, when he kept on saying that Philly is favored, it's 110. That's almost even.
Well,
it's not really a favorite.
Yeah, Mario, not to get in the weeds here, but on FanDuel, they both open at minus 108. The Sixers got bet up to minus 120. On DraftKings, the Knicks open at plus 110. And last I checked, the Knicks were like minus 108. So it's a toss-up either way you go. Both teams are good. I mean, look, I'll give the Sixers their credit. They are a very, very good team. I just think the Knicks are better. And this idea, yeah, Evan will have you think that the Knicks have absolutely no chance. You know that. That's him coping.
Exactly. One last thing I'll let you go because I know it's another half an hour show doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, the I really think that, you know, in terms of the Knicks, where they're going, and he was saying at Lakers, they were saying 76ers are healthy and the Knicks are not. Well, no, Embiid is a shell. You just said that. He's not even close to being 100%. Not even close.
No, he was huffing and puffing last night. He was limping around. He looked like everybody's basically 80-year-old uncle trying to fetch the remote. I mean, he's like, he is not at peak performance right now, and you saw it last night. Yeah, down the stretch, did he make plays? Absolutely. Miami doubled them a lot. He got the ball to Batum. He made a lot of threes. We'll see if that happens day in, day out. You know, that's a lot easier for the role players to hit shots at home. We'll see if they could do that on the road. The key to this series, Mario, at least from the Sixers side, of course, and the Knicks as far as shutting them down, is Embiid. But I'm sorry, if Jalen Brunson was looking like Joel Embiid did right now, we would not be as confident. That is their best player. Maxey's good. He's really good. But Embiid is their guy, and he is not healthy right now. He is not in tip-top shape. They're saying he's 70%. I don't know what the hell they're grading that curve on. He's
exactly,
not 70%.
Exactly.
He's sucking wind out there. Half the front row basically passed out from oxygen deprivation.
Nice job. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, you got it, Mario. I appreciate it. Long Beach, great, by the way. I was a huge fan of Minnesota's. That's a bar in Long Beach. I spent many a summer nights there, so I appreciate the call there, Mario. 877-337-6666. And yeah, Embiid, he's just not right now. He's not. And this Knicks team has a lot of motivation. I'm telling you right now, the Sixers are gutless. They are. They are. Embiid has a lot to prove. We're not facing a three-time NBA champion here. Nikola Jokic is not walking through the locker room here onto the floor. This is the Sixers. They have a lot to prove. Yes, they got rid of Glenn Rivers, of course, that lost his doctorate. But this team has a lot to prove, the Sixers. And I'm telling you, they are gutless. They don't have what the Knicks have. And the Knicks have extra motivation in this series. I'm telling you, they are coming and they are bringing hell with them. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Waldwick and Matt. What's up, Matty?
Loogie, what's up, my man?
Yo, what's going on?
Loving the show.
Appreciate
you,
bro.
I love Loogie Hour. I drive home sometimes, killing it. I was just saying, you know, in the basketball front, I am your typical, you know, was a 90s basketball fan. I mean, waiting for a team the last few years to come around the area, and the Knicks are that. I'm on board. And I watched that game last night. The Sixers are trash. Embiid is slow. Throw some bodies at him. Stop the other guy. What's their other threat? I forgot his
Maxey.
Name.
Maxey. You know, yeah, Tyrese Maxey.
And you know, and I love the vibe. I love the way they're playing. I think they have the depth, as you were saying, and I'm looking forward to the playoffs. And then my second point real quick about the dogs and dudes, maybe, just maybe, we could break a championship drought around here if the vibes change. And we all get on board with being dogs and dudes. The Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks, we're all dogs and dudes around here.
Ah, Matty, I love you. You lost me on the last thing there. I can't co-sign that, my friend.
He's a dog.
No.
And he's a dog.
No, I'll have my day in court with Alex Verdugo, who calls himself Doogie and stole my shtick with the dogs. Not every team around here has dudes and dogs. Only the Knicks have dudes and dogs. Now, I want the Knicks to win a championship with every ounce of fiber in my body, but I will not co-sign on the Yankees calling themselves dogs. By the way, you could hear it in my voice. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm fighting through it here. Yesterday, I was off. The irony of someone who calls himself Loogie and I spent the entire day hocking up Loogies seemed quite ironic, but I'm getting through it right now. You are not listening to Scotty Farrell. You are listening to Tommy Lugauer. I am battling through because you know what? I'm a dude. I'm a dog. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, bro?
Loogie!
Yo!
Hey, listen, man. Thank God that Biatch Evan is off there. Evan, I know you're listening, man. Now I can talk to Loogie, somebody who knows basketball and knows the Knicks, and we can discuss Joel and Biatch. So here we go, Loogie, right?
Perfectly
I'm tired of the narrative. I'm so tired of the narrative that, you know, this guy's hurt, this guy's that. Listen, why hold him to a different standard, right? What did Derek Jeter, I know you hate the Yankees, but what did Derek Jeter or any other prominent athlete that we have here say? We hold them to the standard of, they say, hey, if we're on the field, then we're not hurt, right?
Yep.
So the other thing is that, you know, they were 9-0, right? 9-0 leading into this game. Well, 8-0 and now 9-0. And Joel Embiid, everybody was like, oh, my God, what a specimen. He hasn't missed a beat. Now, all of a sudden, the guy's conveniently and strategically grabbing his knee before playoff games. and you know, like he always does, for built-in excuses. And now all of a sudden, the fact that he averaged 30 after he came back in those six games is out the window.
Yep.
We got idiots like Stephen A. Smith saying, hey, why don't they use him as a decoy? Decoy, the guy averaged 30 points in the six games he played after his return, and everybody was waxing poetic.
No, Ray, you said it right. Listen, Embiid is a great player. He's got no heart. He's gutless. We know that. We know that. He basically never goes to Denver and plays Joker. He's not going to answer the bell, no pun intended, when it matters the most. And speaking of that, New York versus Philly. We owe Philly sports a receipt big time. Big time. Because as a Giant fan, I remember going there, and they absolutely smacked us around in the playoffs. So we owe them one. And we are going to pay off, because they've been running up quite a tab, Philly sports, on New York sports for a while now. Those heathens, those hyenas, those gremlins that live under basically a bridge, they call heroes down there hoagies!
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Yeah, the leader, Brett Eskin. That's the guy down there. Yeah, like that's his real name, by the way. Brett Eskin, who basically, you know, is banging the drum, who's, let's be honest, Spike, a closet Knick fan. We all know that around here. By the way, before I get out of here, before I completely lose my voice, and Keith McPherson is coming your way next, I do want to say something real quick about John Sterling. And I don't want to just, you know, keep it quick. I just don't only have a few minutes here. John Sterling, who is retiring on Saturday, is an absolute New York sports icon, a legend. This is coming from a Met fan who grew up basically, you know, being so jealous of all the Yankee success. But when you listen to John and you listen to Susan and you don't get a smile on your face because their whimsical, especially with John and everything, the whimsical nature of how he went going about calling games and the conversations he would have sometimes with himself and the home run calls. He is a legend, an icon in this business. He is a first-class gentleman. He is as stylish as it gets. He is a dude. He is just one of those guys that he is a man's man. He is a gentleman. He is just the best. He is a Mount Rushmore. All the attributes you want to give to somebody. John Sterling is the best. I wish him nothing but great, you know, success and prosperity and joy here in his retirement. I hope he enjoys it. He's earned it. He was an Iron Man. He is the voice of summers in this town for all of us, whether you root for the Mets, whether you root for the Yankees. John Sterling is the soundtrack to our lives. Like, he is the soundtrack to our summers, which is my favorite season. For a lot of you out there, it's your favorite season. And in the fall, of course, too, of course, with the Yankees. That is John Sterling. Now, I have a quick John Sterling story. A little inside baseball here. So when I was producing for Carton and Roberts, Craig oftentimes would have me call up a guest. And it would often involve, you know, having to tell the person, you know, explain them what Craig wanted. And it was usually long and convoluted. So I didn't have a lot of time, so I'd usually have to talk fast and get through it. So there was something that happened with John when he was on the air. I forgot exactly this story, but it was from years ago when he was doing, like, talk radio. So I have to now call John and explain this segment that he did on the radio, you know, 40 years ago, and I got to do it in a quick time because I got to order Craig like a pizza, or I got to get it back here and make sure Big Mac didn't fall asleep on the board or something like that. So I call him up. I called, hey, hello, my boy. So I'm explaining it to him. I'm going through it. And about halfway through, he cuts me off and he goes, well, let me ask you something. Does this need to be solved right this minute? And I go, no. He goes, well, then why are you talking so fast? Because I talk fast, John. I'm a fast talker. That's why. Now, I didn't yell at John Sterling, but that is just classic John. He is just, John is one of those guys, because you always wonder that, like, when you meet somebody or the same person you hear on the radio, John is that same quirky. He is everything and more when you meet him in person or you talk to him on the phone. And I had the honor and privilege of meeting him a few times through the years. So, John, we love you. We will miss you on the radio. I know it's tough. The Yankees are going to have this really, really good season here. And I know all the players and all the fans and everyone in the media will be thinking about you all year long, John. So I just wanted to be the one here to say we love you. We miss you. A wonderful career. Hats off to you, my friend. Enjoy retirement. That'll do it for me. My thanks to the pride of Syracuse on the other side of the glass, Connor Green. Keith McPherson is coming your way next. Evan Attiki. We are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And, of course, it is Yankee season. So I don't know exactly what my Luke hours will be, but when the Yankees are off, you'll hear me from time to time. When you just start missing me, that's when you'll hear my voice again, and I promise it will sound better than this, although a lot of you probably prefer this from my usual voice, but I promise you I'll sound better when you hear me again. All right, enjoy the night. Keith next. Evan and Tiki, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Later.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.